Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
We take you now to August 13, 2009.
Did you miss the 10th anniversary celebration on 98.5 The Sports Hub? It's available as a podcast. All 10 hours.
I don't believe that.
On 98.5thesportshub.com and the Sports Hub app.
Now,
sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Deep into this track today, aren't we? Hi, so
good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, that was a nice commute. I love rain. Boston just can't deal with rain. Morons.
That's good. It's a nice way to start the show. Hey, Boston, you're a bunch of morons. That's nice.
No, the people driving, the people at the front of this traffic. You always got to blame the people at the front. It's not the back. I'll be sitting there at the red light.
Why is it that you bear no responsibility for the traffic? You're in it.
Oh, yeah, no, but you and I know how to drive through it. I sit there at that red light, and that thing turns green. Then the first guy goes. Then the next guy goes. How about this? Mm-hmm. When it goes green, how about we all press the gas, and we all go at the same time?
Oh.
So that, of course, I'm not going to catch
it. Like a choo-choo train.
I talked to Lanny about this.
You know what? Ha, ha, ha. I've thought about it. If we all just agreed, as soon as the light turns, we all start moving, things would work out much better.
Great.
But you can't. You can't get everybody.
You can't process it. I blame the front.
Well, can't wait for the self-driving cars to take over the roads, and we'll all get to everywhere faster. Speaking of all going in the same direction, You think the Patriots are all going in the same direction right now? You think they're all one cohesive unit?
I think they're somewhat cautious. Yes, they're observing. All of them. Head coach, quarterback. Quarterback's trying to, I think, get the guy up and running as quick as possible.
You know what? He's right. They may all be in the same position right now, which is they don't like it. They're all going in the same direction. Cautiously, one step at a time. Don't feel great about the situation.
You're Matthew Slater yesterday. Did you see Matthew Slater? Because nonverbal communication is also very important. And if you heard Matthew Slater yesterday, I'm not sure you got the full Matthew Slater. I watched his press availability in the Patriots locker room yesterday.
Very intense.
He doesn't seem very happy. He doesn't seem happy to me right now.
I'll be happy Monday if he catches two touchdowns.
Matthew Slater?
Yeah.
I don't think Matthew Slater will be catching two touchdowns.
Not Matthew Slater. This takes Matthew Slater off the receiving corps, which is good.
If Antonio Brown catches two touchdowns,
yeah.
I don't think it will. I don't think that changes Matthew Slater's opinion or mood on the situation.
You see, because I don't think Matthew Slater is like all the frauds in New England that just say, oh, yippee, Antonio Brown's wearing a Patriots uniform now. I don't think Matthew Slater is comfortable with the current situation.
Yeah, you got to earn your respect here.
Like everybody else who will talk themselves into being comfortable with the situation, Matthew Slater, I don't think, feels all that comfortable. That's what I gather from listening and watching him speak in the Patriots locker room yesterday. I don't know that we can do it justice because we just have the audio. But here's Matthew Slater yesterday talking about the current situation.
What's the most important thing that a new player should know coming into this organization?
No one's bigger than the team. We're all here to try to support one another, build one another up, and accomplish something that's really bigger than ourselves. That's what a team is about. No one individual is bigger than the team. It's about working together as a family towards a common goal, checking your ego at the door, sometimes putting personal goals aside to ensure the success of the team.
Generic. Great. These are the generic start to it.
Standard Patriot.
Yeah, standard, you know, trying to sort of
Patriot rules
out,
when you walk in.
See if we can avoid talking about this.
Captain speak.
He continues to speak, continues to deal with the questions.
You mentioned brotherhood. Do you become a brother when you put the logo on? Or
well, it's certainly a process. I think accountability and trust are a big part of brotherhood. That's something that you try to build day by day. So certainly we've always been welcoming here, but you know, brotherhood is a process. It's a never-ending process. So certainly that's how it is with anyone who comes into this locker room.
It's a process. Doesn't sound like they're going to, welcome him with open arms, Antonio Brown. And he went on to say that he wasn't going to speak about a situation that he doesn't know a lot about either. But
opening drive.
Yes, opening drive. If you just sort of take it in its totality yesterday, Matthew Slater.
Yeah.
I think you sort of see a situation where you have a guy who's answering questions about a guy he barely knows, who's been there for a day, and he's put in a position to sit there and take questions as a team leader about a guy he owes nothing to,
right,
knows very little about. And would you blame him if he's annoyed or uncomfortable or even worse, pissed off to be sitting there dealing with yesterday's situation?
Yeah, because they peppered someone 33-3 3 days prior, and not a single question is asked about it, where they played really, really well in all three phases. Really well. Like, they put a lot into the work.
Whose fault is that?
Well, that's the person that brought the guy in.
Yeah. Is it the media's fault?
It's not Matthew's
fault. It's not the media's fault, right?
No, God, no.
Okay, thank you.
No.
It's not the guys asking the question.
No,
it's not their fault.
No, media has to do your job. You and I have to do our job. Artie's got to do his job. We all do our job. And that's the story. That's the story right now. And I don't blame him because they know that they bring people in and people go. And like you said, you got to earn it here. Nobody's bigger than a team. And the best example of that is the quarterback. Matthew's been here a long time, and the way Tom is treated by Bill and sort of equalized within that locker room, that sets the standard. The big thing is check the ego at the door.
What'd you make of Brady yesterday?
I think he was, I don't want to say smug, but I think he's ready to go with him. I think this guy's going to open up a lot of stuff for Edelman and other guys, and that's what excites Tom.
You thought he was excited?
Tom?
Yeah, in his press conference.
I think he's ready to go. I think he's ready to roll. Yeah.
Based on what?
Just, you know, asked about it. And I have no comment. Do you have anything to add? Didn't I answer that? Then you asked about the locker situation.
So you're reading into the no comment as
well.
Well,
I mean, I'm reading into the comment of high rent district too. Like, that means that guy's not going anywhere. We're rolling with him. That's the way I took that. Like, he's accepted him. He's ready to go. Just watch. Look at his mannerisms. Stand there, just smiling.
Yeah, that's like. It's like Park Place and Broadway, like that area of our locker room. I know that's a high rent district. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of offensive players down there over the years. You know, it is, I think, for all of us to be together. I mean, coach kind of groups everyone with, you know, their position groups for the most part. But definitely, you know, it's good to have everyone close. I mean, I think teams are about, you know, everyone coming together trying to do the right thing. And, you know, we're all here for one reason, that's to help us win games.
Bingo.
That's about as big of a non-answer as you can get.
We're here to win games, but I want to know this. Where's the slumlord section of the locker room? Like, if that's the high rent district, if I'm someone down the other, like, yo, what about my end? Well, you'll collect these towels down here? We get a towel bin, too. He's having fun with it, too. At least it gave you something. But I just...
You know, I thought Brady did a good job. I thought Brady did a better job of avoiding, and maybe he didn't face the same level of questioning that Bill Belichick did. Obviously, he didn't. But he did a better job of avoiding it all yesterday than Bill did.
Yeah, and I think he's probably the player that has been the closest with the player that's been brought in since day one. Because obviously with the picture the other night and the report that he was staying with him, hey, offered his house up to him. You know, the wife post and all that. It seems like, hey, we're gonna try and make this work.
Did he actually take you up on your offer to live at your house? With that?
Yeah, I'm not getting into all that, so. Yeah.
Why would he give details? Is he staying in a guest house or is he in the main house? Yeah. Which car is he driving? All that. I thought the quarterback handled it well. He didn't seem pissed or
maybe
just,
he would,
oh, here we
maybe
go
he would answer that question.
He was ready for the questions. He was ready.
It's
for
a
it.
Fun little question.
He's polished.
That yeah. doesn't impact, you know, winning and losing at all.
I would have followed it
up
with.
If the player wasn't currently accused of rape.
Yeah, here's what I would have followed up with.
Maybe
too.
He'd answer it.
If he lives in a high rent district, why don't you charge him rent? Like, do you raise the rent since he's living in the high rent district with you in your locker room? I would advance that.
617-779-0985. The Patriots seem... maybe they're all on the same page. They seem cautious in their approach to Antonio Brown, at least if you're basing it on some of the comments made yesterday.
Well, on how the last year has gone for Antonio. How could you not? Shot his way out
last
of
year. How about the last couple days? How about the last week?
Yep.
Month.
And it's a tough back and forth because they know he's good and they know he can help, but like they played against him. They can't defend him. It's tough to do. So it's a tug and pull, man.
617-779-0985, the telephone number. Dan Shaughnessy is going to join us coming up at 10:50 this morning. He will, of course, have some thoughts on this. We'll get back to your calls as well on Antonio Brown as, well, he's still here. He's still here. And a question that I think is becoming a bigger question, although we didn't focus too much on this yesterday, is did the team know? We'll talk more about that coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Do you know if the Patriots knew about these allegations ahead of time in signing him?
I'm not going to get into that element. I'm not going to get into my discussions with the Patriots or what may or may not have been discussed. I just want to reiterate, people should please keep in mind that Antonio denies these allegations. He will have a full investigation. He will go through the legal process, and we will cooperate. And there are facts out there that will come to light that will establish that he is indeed not guilty of any of these accusations. This is a civil matter, and this is a proceeding where the accuser is seeking financial gain.
We talked a little bit about it yesterday. Did the team know before they signed Antonio Brown? Just from listening to other shows, I did an interview elsewhere yesterday where that seems to be a very pertinent question.
It's the question, yeah.
That's the question to other people. Did the Patriots know? Like, I don't know. I don't know if they knew. They won't answer the question. Bill wouldn't answer it yesterday. And the agent for the player wouldn't answer the question yesterday, which is rather curious, given that they have a very close relationship.
There's different trust with this agent, more so than any other. Like, this agent has access to sideline stuff. And, like, every once in a while you'll see Don Yee or Dubin, you know, Tom's agents. They'll be around, but they'll be there on the sideline. whether we're home or away. When Rosenhaus is at games, he's right there. And the only reason he's allowed there is because Bill allows him there.
If the Patriots knew that this could be coming before they signed him, is it better or worse?
That it would actually be fouled, or you knew that he's involved?
Bill Belichick, the Patriots, Robert Kraft, whoever, that they knew that this was a possibility, that they were told during the process, guys, this is a possibility, this could be coming down.
Well, it would look worse.
Is it better or worse?
It would look worse. That's an easy question, right?
I mean, that's what I think.
It would look worse.
That's what I believe.
Hey, Bill, here's what's going to happen.
And if they know ahead of time, it's
worse? Hold on. If you knew this, that in a week or two, there could be this massive lawsuit coming down.
And they wouldn't know the timing.
Well, what kind of lawsuit, or what would he be accused of? And if it's that, then it'd be like, okay. But if you told, if Drew sat down with Bill, and I think this could have definitely happened. Like, I want to know every detail of what happened in Pittsburgh of, like, background stuff with him. Not necessarily what's filed or not filed in police courts, but tell me what is problematic with this player. Well, he may have a crazy relationship with that. If Bill knew he had a crazy relationship, well, a lot of players have crazy relationships, you know? But if Drew's sitting there saying, hey, this thing could be filed next week, then I think, you know, then we're not going to bring him in.
Or just filed, period.
Yeah.
That we've been threatened with a lawsuit.
That this is imminent. Like, this is around the corner.
May or may not happen. It could happen a week from now. It could happen a year from now. But we've been threatened with a lawsuit, as Drew Rosenhaus stated on ESPN, that we knew this was coming. Yeah. So he knew.
Like, I could see Rosenhaus
openly
telling him.
Stated that on SportsCenter. Did he relay that information to Bill? If he relayed that to the Patriots before Antonio Brown signed here, is it better or worse? Do the Patriots look better or worse for knowing that and still going ahead with it? I think they look worse. Why would you do that?
I think you look worse because you would be so excited with the player, like you were at the beginning of the week. Like, he's up and running. You got Antonio Brown here, man. Let's go. You know? I mean, I could see Rosenhaus telling him, like, hey, Antonio has some odd relationships. He's got 5 kids. You know, he has the daughter, the 4 boys. He's not married. He's volatile. He's thrown stuff off balconies. You know that. But that's about it. I mean, there's that thing with the chef that he's accused of not paying. Maybe he doesn't pay his bills on time. You know, he's frivolous. Hey, but it's like other players you've had, Bill, you know, but...
Oh, that's right. He threw the chef out of the house, too.
That was a Pro Bowl. He's 40 grand, right? I mean,
well, that
like
was,
this stuff you know.
That one I can
understand.
Give me
more, fish head. And I can see Bill.
Well, there was a fish head in the freezer that the chef was going to use for a stool.
A
sweet and sour peasant stew.
Peasant stew.
And,
without shoes.
Why you can say seafood chowder? But Antonio Brown and some other people in the house took that as a message, like a mafia message.
Disrespectful.
No, they thought it was, you know, like he sleeps with the fishes type of thing. So they threw him out of the house, wouldn't let him collect any of his gear or the food that he had purchased. And the guy was out $40,000. Antonio Brown, though, did the right thing. He offered to compensate him with social media posts. So you gotta respect him for that. After he threw him out of the house because he thought he was being threatened by a piece of a fish that was left in the freezer.
Yeah.
That, we're dealing with a very, very intelligent guy.
Yeah.
He's
clearly
operating on a level that we can't really comprehend.
Right.
There's one way that if they knew ahead of time, it might make it better.
I doubt it, but let's hear this.
If Rosenhaus was completely forthright with this whole thing and said, listen, here's what might be coming down the pike. And here's how we can show you it's false. We can show you text messages. We can show you what, if there's some smoking gun that they have that proves that this never happened, which I don't even know how that's possible, but if there's something that they have, the evidence that they say this didn't happen, and they say, here's the deal. If they file this, we have this evidence. Everything's on the table.
You think Bill wants to see social media posts or screenshots or screen grabs? Like, just, you know, turn the film on. Can I play or not? Just tell me what else, Drew. What else? And I don't think they know the exact date that's going to be filed or that it could potentially be filed. But you know the girl's trying
they
to get
don't.
Money.
They don't control it.
They don't.
The
you
victim,
can't control it.
The accuser,
victim and her three
the
lawyers,
accuser and her lawyers control
it.
That
right.
date.
Right.
They control when they file.
Right.
No one else does. So they can't control when this happens.
So I think the Patriots did not know this was coming down.
But they could have known.
I don't think that's why it wasn't.
But they could have known that he was being threatened with a lawsuit. They could have known it was likely to happen at some point.
There could be 10 players.
Because Drew Rosenhaus admitted that yesterday on television in his own words. We knew this was coming. So I think it'd be worse if he had told them and they still went ahead with it anyway.
I mean, if you...
Which is why they don't want to answer that question.
I mean, if you're honest and you own it and you're forthright, like, and I'm not comparing all of the stuff, but like, Daron Harmon gets busted. Like, he's still here.
Which is
he's
why...
still part of it.
Rosenhaus could be covering for them.
Patrick Chung. You know, like, hey, yeah, I did it. Let's... I got
yeah, but Josh Gordon, too, drugs are different, though. Drugs are different.
Rosenhaus could be covering for them by saying when he doesn't want to answer it on ESPN.
I said, Jim, I'm not comparing them. I'm
Rosenhaus not, is
but
covering.
They're prominent players.
Or Rosenhaus is covering his own ass because he didn't tell them. It's one or the other.
I mean, he has such a good relationship with Belichick. It's hard to believe that it didn't come up, right?
Imagine the stuff that he had to juggle with Rob over the
years. Does he
want
to ruin that relationship with this?
No, because he knows if this works.
And
this
the other
is
part is. Is that if he's got that relationship, would he have admitted yesterday on live television, on national TV, on the biggest sports network, that he knew it was coming if he hadn't told the Patriots? That's the thing that I go back to. Would he have admitted that? Would he have slipped up like that? He's so smooth.
No.
Would he have admitted that had he not told them?
It just seems like the timing of it, too. Why don't you go on at 8 in the morning if this is all on you, Drew? No. Bill's going to speak first. Then you're going to go at 12 on ESPN. Like, it's... Stack, stack, stack. Like, this is, they're all, like, this tells me, like, the relationship is still,
and
it's good.
There was that
there.
Immediate push and sell on the ESPN report that they were blindsided. I mean, how fast did we get the report that they had no idea and they were blindsided through Schefter?
Like I said, this reminds me of
which
the Edelman suspension.
Just reminds me of just a sell, like. Right. Oh, no, we had no idea.
I mean, like that weekend when Edelman got suspended and it was official, like the best buddies weekend, Tom's going to talk for the first time after not being there all of the offseason, right? That this was a different year. So Brady's going to speak. Then what we're going to do, Schefter's going to drop the report that Edelman's getting suspended. Like it's, come on. I just don't think like, you know what? You have to, Drew. I'm not speaking to you now. This is big. This if this works, and it works here, this is like big for this is big for the agent. It is. The movement of the player and getting the maximum amount of money for the player. And you'll get other guys because of this. Like Drew represents a lot of bad guys. Like, you know, but he gets them their money, man. He really does. And he has a good relationship with this guy, and that says a lot.
So Drew Rosenhaus has his relationship with the coach, with Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. That's where his good relationship is.
Right.
I wonder if that if the information was shared that the lawsuit was coming, was the information shared throughout the entire organization?
I would think so.
Because all the way up to the top.
Yeah, when you got to sign off on this type of player and based on the way it went down with two teams prior. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, that could be a problem.
I'd be shocked if it wasn't.
I'm just saying, if it wasn't and this now happened, that could be a problem.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. But it's possible they knew.
But I think maybe, and even going back
and if,
to Bill.
And if they didn't know, Drew Rosenhaus and the team will have a strained relationship because that's bad business on his part.
Correct. But I think I go back to Bill yesterday, too. Like, we take this very seriously, not only here as our staff, but all the way through, meaning the top and everybody. Like, we're all in on this. Like, that was a message there. Like, ownership, us, the team, the organization. All the way from the top to the bottom.
617-779-0985. Why don't we get some of your calls next? We'll get to Dan Shaughnessy at 10:50.
You got a headache yet from this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand. That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody. Is it something that's talked about in the locker room? How big a distraction is something like this?
Respect that question. I really don't feel like that's something that I want to get into. You know, I don't want to really get into that. What kind of distraction this is.
617-779-0985. That's a phone number for you. That's Matthew Slater. He didn't say that he was annoyed or mad.
No.
Or anything like that. But just looking at him.
They get irritated when they get asked questions that don't relate to their preparation in football. And I don't blame them.
He just looked irritated to have to be dealing with Antonio Brown being here, a guy he doesn't know. And this is me reading into it the way I want to. Watching him sit there and take those questions. He just did not look like he loved doing that. Uncomfortable with an uncomfortable situation. Talking about a guy he probably doesn't know that well, who just arrived on the scene. And one day into it, he's sitting here having to talk about a guy who's accused of rape. Who's never played a down for the New England Patriots. Who's never done anything here. Who's really a Pittsburgh Steeler. Who's been thrown into the mix here. And Matthew Slater and his teammates, they've got their group. It's a tight-knit group. You saw the video on Sunday night. I thought that was a great post-game locker room video that the Patriots put out.
The Van Noy stuff.
I really did. I thought that was great. I thought that's just such a great example of who that group is. And before this rape thing happened with Antonio Brown, before these allegations came to light, I thought, after watching that video the other day, I thought, I can't believe they're bringing Antonio Brown into this group of guys. How good of a group they've got. How good they've got it right now, coming off a Super Bowl win. Did you see that? Did you see Bill Belichick take the phone and say, and we've got another addition. And Kyle Van Noy was on FaceTime and the whole team goes nuts.
I remember
Kyle Van Noy.
I remember when the
like how happy they are for him and they all start talking to him and Jonathan Kraft jumps in and is joking. And it's just like, what? You don't see that with a lot of NFL teams. NFL teams that, you know, Zoe, there are a lot of guys. That's a hard thing to sort of get on an NFL team. There's so many different guys and so many people in the room.
Yeah, see, there's a big thing there, too, because they've won so much that is like, all right, like you don't even have to say when coach walks in, hey, guys, let's bring it in. Most coaches have to do that. Like, Bill enters the room, they know, circle up, let's go, and then Slater's going to do it. Hey, how do we feel about another victory? You know, like that. You know, and that's, hey, I think about it on Sunday. So he plays, and say he goes off. You know, he's wide open, catches an 85-yarder. What's my reaction going to be? You know, because you've, for so many years, been trained to not like that team or that player, you know? Like, you don't want Pittsburgh to beat you. Like you just said, he's a Steeler. I don't even consider him a Raider. He spent, like, no time there, even though they did the dance with him. He's done the bulk of his play with the Steelers. That's where he's made his heyday. But, like, that, you know, and, like, the Cal Van Noy stuff came out before the game. Like, oh, he's inactive. What'd he do? He must have missed. No. Because you know that, like, how tight that
that's what
linebacker.
You thought? No, I thought he got hurt. No, I'm like, people, what happened to him?
No, because he wasn't on the injury report. And then people saw like, oh my God, he did something to piss Bill. No. I just remember, and he's always told us. I'm like, it's his wife. It's his wife. His wife's probably in labor.
Oh, I thought like he, you know, tripped going down the stairs or something or just sprained an ankle or
you wake up and your ear's swollen or something. You know? You never know.
That's sucker. He got the flu.
Yeah, maybe he got mono. You never know.
Right.
Like the Jets quarterback.
Like the Jets. Sam Darnold apparently has mono.
That's what you
sucks.
Get for kissing high school girls down in New York.
What?
Intern.
I don't know.
I took a shot at the intern. He's a Jet fan. Put that kid up there again. Look at that Jet fan. Why do you like the Jets? You're a New Yorker. Now, Jim, you told me a story that he only
Dad's
knows.
From New York. He's from Connecticut.
He only knows Mike Francesa, right? Like, you don't even know Dog and Francesa were together, do you?
He knows of them,
these
but he's
kids.
Not old enough to have heard them really, like,
these kids.
After like a right. Before like he was 11 years old.
Really? So for anybody that's had
been that long, how many years has it been?
Oh, been over 10 years they've been apart.
It's been that long?
Yeah.
Oh my God. He's like Mike and a Mad Dog. Yeah.
Sports Radio 66.
The Fan.
WFAN. The Fan. Okay, let's go to the phone.
Yes.
617-779-0985. Kenny and Malden. Kenny.
Ken. Good call.
Okay. Not off to a good start.
Sounds
Jordan.
Good. Issues.
Jordan and Brighton. Jordan.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
I just got to say, whether or not this is true is beside the point. For me, it honestly sounds like maybe it isn't true. But from a football perspective, from a team perspective, you knew what you were going to get when this guy came in. He just brings trouble wherever he goes. And it's not his fault that maybe he has a false allegation thrown at him and nobody should lose their job just because of that. But it is his fault that he's lived a life that's put him in these types of positions over and over and over.
Yeah.
And we just need to cut him in part ways.
Oh, you're not going to do that?
It's been the first like normal call we've taken on the topic.
There's smoke. Like, this guy brings smoke with him, you know?
It's the first reasonable take I've heard.
What was the one yesterday that...
Do you guys know, is this Bert? Can they get out of the contract today if they want to, or do they have to wait till the NFL does something? And is that what they're waiting for? Because that's the question I had this morning.
Bert says you can get out of it right now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Bert, according to Bert, Bert says they can do it right now.
And if they want to do that, why you throw him in there with the Patriot logo on his helmet?
No, that's why I asked.
It doesn't seem they want to.
Would they be just practicing him and giving him a stock number one just for a couple days until the NFL makes a decision, and then they can make the move?
To do what? How does that make you look better if you do that, right?
No, I'm saying financially. If they cut him today, would they lose that $5 million? Or if they have to wait till the NFL makes a decision, would they put if Bert said no, then no.
No, it's not dependent on the league, according to Bert. Nope.
So they want to keep him then. It's not about the NFL.
Yes.
Well, even if they say it's about the NFL, it's not about the NFL.
Take the high road. Don't practice.
And I heard Bert say, Bert was on again with TNR today, that they could be taking a couple of days to sort of gather their information on this to see what they think of everything that has happened, that they just may not have wanted to rush to a decision when they first heard this, if they were truly blindsided in that not issuing him a number could be related to, well, we're not sure he's going to be here, so let's hang tight here for a minute. Yeah. Take whatever. Yeah. Take number one for now before we figure out what your number is going to be. And that it could just be that they're gathering information. So it may not mean anything. Mm. Are you surprised he practiced yesterday?
No. No. I said at the start of our show, I expect him to play. Yesterday's offensive install day. I think he plays Sunday.
He scores an 80-yard touchdown Sunday. What's the reaction?
That's what I just said last segment.
It's uncomfortable. Yeah, it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah, very uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable, but then you catch another one and ingrain yourself. And
we just forget all about the rape allegations.
Well, yeah.
Just keep scoring touchdowns. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't an easy guy to root for before all of this.
No, he's not a likable player. Does this make you like him more?
Nobody ever evaluated the likability of the player. We said, wow, it's getting a great guy in here.
No, that's exactly what we've been doing.
No, you didn't do that because that's not how you think football reads. But a lot of people are thinking that likability factor.
Nobody questions his talent. That's never been an issue. It's his likability and whether or not he actually wants to play football, because he hasn't wanted to play football for the last two teams he's been with.
He likes money.
He had more...
I don't know.
He had more money in Oakland.
If it were just money,
he would have stayed in Oakland.
He balled in that Saints game last year. He came to play. He comes to play on Sundays.
I know. Yeah. But the problem was that he had to play football to get his money, and that got in the way. Because, to your point, the football thing is a problem. He'd rather they just pay him that money.
Yes.
To, be Antonio Brown and give people social media posts.
Yes.
Yes. 617-779-0985. Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe with us now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Bill, were you aware of the lawsuit when you signed Antonio Brown?
I'm not going to be expanding on the statements that have already been given.
Don't you think the fans deserve to hear a little more from you on
we know such more, a major we'll say development more.
That, you know, could impact the team?
Yeah, I just said that.
Don't you think fans deserve to hear a little bit more
we from know you? More, we'll say more.
That's Bill Belichick yesterday in his press conference that lasted 3 minutes and 50 seconds. The question portion of the press conference lasted 2 minutes flat. Dan Shaughnessy, the Boston Globe, with us at our Town Fair Tire studio. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Beetle.
What's going on?
Well, that bothered me. When we know more, we'll say more. Here's the okay, fair enough. Great. Understood.
Will they?
The question that led into that is something they know now, which is, were you aware of the situation when you took on the player? That's not, we need to get more information. You either knew or you didn't know. It's not, when we know more, we'll tell you more. It's a yes or no question. He didn't want to answer it, and it makes it look like they did know. Why wouldn't you just say, no, we had no idea, if that were the truth? Easy to make it go away. No, we had no idea. We had no idea. No more thing. He told us he was going to practice. So, I mean, he did answer a question about Antonio Brown.
What if Drew Rosenhaus was honest with him, and whether it was just this female or maybe multiple, that, hey, Antonio's got some relationships that are, a little disturbing out there?
Then the answer to that question would have been yes.
But Bill doesn't know the exact back and forth of the relationships. You see what I'm saying? So why would then it be like, well, what exactly did he tell you about relationships?
Well, I think
that... I don't think nobody knew that this thing was coming down. Drew
specifically
didn't probably know
the civil suit on that day to that extent. But all those texts and all the Instagrams and stuff that he does...
That's another thing.
This was known. I mean, and again, if the Patriots didn't know this, they're not doing the due diligence. They're going to be mad at Rosenhaus. If they did know it, then it's one more, for some of us, it's another reason to not like their actions, their behavior.
You don't think Bill knew that Antonio was filming on Facebook Live prior to the Patriots game? Look at us, and you got Tomlin in the background. We'll be ready for them a-holes.
Yep, he knows that.
He knows that.
He knows all the stuff that's going
on. Of course he does.
This thing was different, though. This puts him in a new arena. I mean, there's columns today in the USA Today all over the place. This spring, it brings back Bob Kraft's transition, whatever, criminal acts, whatever it was down there. It brings all that stuff back, which they don't want. They can't want this. The player is not worth it. They don't need this. And if they knew about it, they willingly took it on, good for them. They deserve this.
The only reason I could think, possibly, and it's a long shot, the only reason I could think that they would not say that they didn't know if they didn't know. If they truly, like you said, if you didn't know, why not just answer the question and give a truthful answer? Because not answering it leads you to think they're covering.
Of course.
Right?
And it's a yes or no question, and they have that information already. They know whether they knew or not.
You know you're bringing crazy into the building, period.
Right, you do.
Okay, yep. But this is more specific. This is about, did you know about the impending lawsuit? Yes or no? So the only reason I could think, and again, I fully admit it's a long shot, is that Bill, he's the only one that's spoken publicly from organizational management, is trying to keep the relationship intact with Drew Rosenhaus because he is covering for the agent. Because they have such a strong relationship, and he wants to keep that relationship intact, and he is willing to sort of take the criticism and take a bullet on this one to keep the relationship with Drew Rosenhaus intact to the point where Drew Rosenhaus is going to owe him another favor down the road for him not exposing Rosenhaus on this.
Help me explain your theory here. I understand what you just said. The beginning part of your theory. So in other words, the agent did not tell Belichick this, and now Bill's covering for the agent?
Yeah, by not blowing it up as saying, because if Bill says, we didn't know, and Rosenhaus went on TV right after him and said, we knew this was coming, he admitted that.
Right.
Then that's on the agent. We're going to sit here and say, then you know what it is?
How staggered.
Do you know what happens? That means Antonio Brown concealed it from the Patriots and they could void the contract.
Right.
That's clear cut grounds. Like publicly, we could say, oh, look, they have grounds, based on what Burt Breer was telling us yesterday, they have grounds to completely void this thing. He concealed it from the team. He and his agent made efforts to conceal it. And if he's innocent, why is he working to conceal it? So he could be sort of doing a solid for both the player and the agent if he truly didn't know. It's the only way I can see
it. Your theory is such a stretch. I don't see how this in any way.
Dan, I fully admit,
how does it in any way benefit?
Did I preface it by saying it's a long shot?
Your ongoing relationship with Rosenhaus is worth more
and the player
than the beating you're going to take down here?
It also sort of, what beating is he taking? He's taking a beating from you. He's not taking a beating from his fans. The Patriot fans are not beating him down.
I think that they don't need this sort of public relations.
I totally
in the wake
with you
of everything
that.
That's happened. And again, it brings back, you know, Spygate, Deflategate, all that stuff, cheating. You know, it brings back murder. It brings back a lot of things that they don't need brought back.
Well, those
it
items
all comes
aside,
rushing to the fore.
Those items aside,
why would you take that hit? If you were deceived by the agent, do you have a good relationship with this nitwit down the road?
I don't think you were deceived by the agent. I just think that...
Either they told you this was coming or they didn't.
An actual lawsuit or that he's... Yeah. Hey, you know him. The guy's a little nuts. He's got some stuff going on. I don't think anybody... Nobody knew except her and her three lawyers when this was going to be filed. I mean, I know there's some rumblings, but nobody could
don't think Drew Rosenhaus told them?
I think Rosenhaus. I
so
could
you
see
think Rosenhaus kept
hey,
it a secret.
He's got some weird relationships, Bill. He may have been trying to get extorted money by multiple people, the chef thing, women, this and that. But I don't think anybody knew that maybe this type of thing was going to be filed.
Drew Rosenhaus said yesterday
it's
he knew,
1 year deal.
Okay, Drew Rosenhaus said yesterday they knew they were going to get that. They knew this was coming.
Yeah, that he's
this
obligated to tell the
specifically was
Patriots.
Coming. Do you think he told them that or not?
Yes.
I think he had to have told them that,
told
or else
that.
It's bad business.
I believe he told them that.
So do you think he told him that
just,
or not?
I don't see Bill going to that extent to cover up something for Rosenhaus if he wasn't told that. So then,
so you think he was told. Right. So we all agree that we think they were told.
I'd be surprised if they didn't know. The more you think about this, I'd be really surprised if Bill Belichick wasn't told that by Drew Rosenhaus.
Bill, this could come down in a year or two. It's a 1 year deal. I know we got this fake second year to hide it like the Revis thing. It's basically a 1 year deal. It's a 1 year deal. So see what you can get out of this guy.
All right, and suppose he doesn't make the exempt list. He plays on Sunday, and then this lawsuit turns in a bad way for Antonio Brown down the road. That is really going to be bad for the Patriots. I mean, because really, they have to make a decision now about using the player. And unless the league steps in and says he's on the exempt, whatever that list is.
Commissioner is exempt.
How do you do that? How do you do that if you didn't suspend, if you didn't put Tyreek Hill on the exempt list?
I'm not going apples and oranges here.
I'm not going apples and oranges. Every case is different. But
every case is different. You can go back to, I mean, Roethlisberger got sanctioned. It was no criminal.
Right. It's still a civil case.
Stuff happens. I'm just saying that's what the list is for, to avoid the team being put in a position to have to do this. I think
so. The league is opening an investigation. They're talking to the accuser next week.
The league's doing him a favor. Yeah. They put him in the exempt list. Absolute.
So
favor.
He is now going to be open to punishment by the league. He's going to be open to anything from the league front.
And you play this guy in the meantime.
You can bring up Tyreek Hill all you want, but the ball is rolling on the league front.
Well, then good for them.
Whether you like it or not.
And get off your ass and do something then.
Okay, they might.
Well, maybe they will.
It's not.
But I think it's back
Patriots.
To what Bill said. It's day by day. He may play this week.
You can get a press release from them tomorrow, finding out they put him on that list.
He could be cut in an hour. Who knows?
Any of those things are possible.
Day by day.
Yeah, cut in an hour, exempt list by the league. Those things are all better scenario than the Patriots. Playing him on Sunday, and then it turns for in a bad way. Then they played this guy the way they played Hernandez, and it's like, oh, we were duped. You know, well, you weren't duped on this one. You knew, and you let it happen anyway. It's just, they don't need this. They just kicked the Steelers' ass 33-3. They're 19-point favorites. Leave him on the shelf for a week. It's ridiculous to play him on Sunday.
Dan Shaughnessy with us in studio. 90 seconds with Hardy on the headlines, and we'll get back to your calls next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.